In a school, they put weapons deliberately in a school, then Israel strikes, and people like you get up and defend a terrorist.
What is a person like me, first of all? What is a person like me?
It's an apology
like
for a terrorist organization.
You should be exactly ashamed of yourself for saying that to me, of all people.
Israel.
There's a Jewish star tattooed on my hand. I am a dyed-in-the-wool Zionist. I would die for Israel.
Whose
this is
side
a
are we on?
This is a whose side we are when there are 1,800 dead civilians and women and children
and
are bleeding on camera.
That?
And you are not moved
and
by that?
Whose fault is that?
Whose
they
fault?
Warned them to move the kids
these
kids
Palestinian missiles are absolutely laughable in their military effect. Israel now is about to declare a unilateral ceasefire.
Also,
it could have declared it 2 weeks ago.
It's unbelievable to defend.
It is Israel is alone in the world.
Well, let me ask you this.
And attitudes like yours will make it isolated more and more.
Now expanded by popular demand.
More day.
It's the Dave Weinbaum Show.
Geraldo tattooed Jewish star on his wrist. Being taken to school by Andrea Tantera. I believe she kicked his butt. What is Geraldo pleading for? There's got to be more dead Jews? He is half Jewish, by the way. This is incredible. This is what some Jews believe. You know, people are beginning to feel sorry for Hamas, who, by the way, if you go to my website, DaveWeinbaum.com, and you look down, scroll down to the bottom of the page, you'll see a picture of a man putting 2 5-year-old something boys, hooking them on a fence to where they cannot escape. And they're both of these boys are terrified. And he's putting them on this fence because inside the house is either a tunnel entrance or a missile launcher. And he's putting these boys purposely there to be killed when, not if, when Israel strikes. It's incredible. Hi, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. I'm here with Steve-O, who came back early from his vacation.
What
a dedicated guy he
is.
Yes,
indeed.
And they actually did a lot of work putting in that that little tidbit in the song. And welcome back, Steve-O.
Thanks. Again. Good to be back.
And I appreciate it. And by the way, what day is today?
Friday.
Yes, Friday. But what is happening today?
Well, it is our, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th and final week of registration for Weinbaum Cares.
You got it.
Yes.
You know, he probably drove all night to get here, and he still got his wits about him.
Didn't want to miss it.
He's still got his wits about him. So what we're going to do is we are going to do what we did last week. And by the way, I think we've got the rabbi coming on today. If he calls, you know, he's going to be on the ground because they started up the war again. Hamas is 8 for 8 now. They've broken 8 ceasefires.
Wow.
A ceasefire to Hamas is when Israel ceases, they fire. And so now they're lobbing rockets all over there. And the rabbi is supposed to call this morning. We'll see what he does. But if you want to call the show and get registered for the Weinbaum Cares contest, call 364-0800 or
star KTTR.
And we've got plenty of sponsors who are participating, including me. And I'm adding 4 Rams tickets.
Nice.
For my own personal seats. So that's probably a value of about, the way they play, I don't know.
Depends on how the season starts, yeah.
One time, a guy I'm friendly with which is another way of saying me. I had an extra ticket, so I wanted to get rid of it.
Uh-huh.
And it got to the point to where, you know, at a Rams game, I yelled at some guy. He says, "Hey, how much do you want me to pay you to take this ticket?" He still wouldn't take it. But hopefully, hopefully the season will get better. I like the coach.
Oh yeah,
you know, I think he's a good coach, Pat Fisher. I used to watch him play for the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Tough guy. But we'll see.
Starts tonight.
So we've got, you know, we got about $2,500 worth of prizes right now.
Bunch of good stuff.
And good stuff.
Mini fridge and, yeah.
And hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Bruce from Rolla.
Hi, Bruce. What's your middle initial?
I just want to get in on the drawing.
All right, but yeah, give me your middle initial.
Need your middle initial and your last name.
Last name.
Oh, E and Wade.
Okay, you got nothing political to say or anything, or don't care what's happening?
I have no opinions. Just ask anybody I know.
Well, then, if that's the case, let me sway you. Go out and vote against Democrats the next time you're out there, okay?
We share pretty much those opinions, but okay. I don't.
All right. Well, thank you for calling and registering in the contest anyways.
All right, thanks.
And if you want to get registered for the contest, because right now, see, we pick one person each half hour.
Right. Random. I've got a number selected already for each segment of the show.
So I don't know whether, I don't know, I haven't looked at the list. I don't know whether it's number one, number five, number mm-hmm. six. I don't know. All right. So anyone can do this. And, there's only going to be one winner, mind you.
Right. A grand prize.
And it's going to be $2,500.
Plus.
That's not bad for a little, you know, radio show, I think. Although it's a bigger show
than
people
think.
That's a
hefty prize pack. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, one person's going to win all this.
Mm-hmm.
So call 364-0800. And if you have an opinion, I'd love to hear it. If you don't, just register for the contest.
About that time of the morning, Kevin's going to call in.
Yeah, Kevin or the rabbi?
Who do I pick?
Gee, what a dilemma. If Kevin's on the phone or the rabbi. I'll tell you what. Anyways, ISIS. Oh, man. You know, I wrote an article last week, Steve-O, mm-hmm. if you go to DaveWeinbaum.com. Let me see if I got the title to it.
Genocide of Christians Takes a Backseat to Hating Israel?
Yeah. And, you know, nobody was really talking about that then.
Mm-hmm.
But now this ISIS group, and I reported that they threw out 66,000 Christians. The Kurds have taken these Christians. This is up in north Iraq towards the Syrian border. And now the ISIS, the militants, have surrounded this mountain with Christians and Yazidis. I don't know what Yazidis are. I just heard about this the other day. And there's no supply line to them. So they're starving them out. We're talking about genocide. They're going through these towns. They're demanding that people either convert or leave or die. And they are executing. They say they've already killed about 40,000 people, and that's only been in a couple of months. And now, all of a sudden, Obama, after he screwed up by allowing this to happen when he didn't have to, all he had to do was leave a residual 15,000, 20,000 troops, just like we did in World War II, and this would not have happened. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kevin.
Okay, Kevin. What's up?
James. Hey, it would have happened anyway, Dave, no matter when we pulled out into the line on that one. But
what would have happened? What would have happened?
There would have been the revolt against with the Sunni and the Shia over there. Yeah. They'd have went in it whenever we pulled out. If it would have been 2 years ago, if it would have been 5 years from now.
But this is not just a local battle. They've already invaded Syria. They've already invaded Lebanon. They have promised. Let me finish. They've already said they're going to kill all the Jews, and they said they're going to raise the Islam flag in the White House. Now maybe that sounds like ridiculous to you, but you know what? 9/11 happened. Facts on the ground happen, and you got to pay attention to them.
Yeah, I know you do. You got to pay attention to them. But I just want to get to a few other things here, other than that topic. I just want to ask your opinion. What you think of Rand Paul?
I'm not crazy about him. I think he's okay. I think he's okay economically, but as a, I think he's got the foreign policy of Barack Obama, which is to hide your head in the sand.
Okay. All right. Well, that's
what I think of Rand Paul.
Yeah, you know, because he has no support for Israel whatsoever. And that's just for all the Christian right out there that wants to stand behind him.
You know, I tend to, right, that was his old man's foreign policy too. And, I mean, in this day and age, when this stuff is all connected to us, it's not like we can hide from it. We couldn't, we thought we were protected in World War II when Japan all of a sudden attacked us. We didn't think we would be in that war. Didn't want to be in that war. Let them all do it themselves. But since World War II, we realized it's a much smaller world. And now, 70 years later, hello, this is the real world, okay? They can fly over. You've already got, because of the border, I can tell you, you've already got jihadists in this country coming through the border.
You think the jihadists, if they're coming here, are coming from south of the border?
Oh, I would say 99% sure they're coming from all the countries, Kevin. They're coming from West Africa. They're coming from Ebola-infected countries.
Yeah, here we go. Now, that's all Obama's fault, too, huh?
It is.
Okay.
Right now, it is,
It is? Why is it his fault?
Because they have no border control. They're just letting people in, left and right. They have no control.
All right,
they're not enforcing the immigration laws.
Yes, they are. We've already went through this.
No, they're not.
They're enforcing the immigration laws that were written.
When, right now?
The one in 2008 with George.
We have no border.
And that's what created this massive problem right now. That goes back to that.
But oh, forget that. It's okay, fine.
The Ebola deal?
Yeah, what about it?
Do you agree with the same mentality that Limbaugh does, is that we're being in the least by just giving those doses to the two white Americans?
I don't know.
Do you agree with that same mentality?
Do I agree with that? I really don't. I don't know. I mean, is it going to be available for other people? I don't know.
There was only eight doses when they give those two people the six doses. There was only eight doses in existence of that chemical.
I have no idea.
That serum. Well, I mean, I went in and do some research on this.
And I'm sure if he said that, I'm sure it was sarcastic.
No, it wasn't sarcastic. He was definitely meaning it the way he said it. I forced myself to listen to that pig every day.
But I love those to him, but I didn't hear that. So.
You didn't listen to the show all day then.
I don't listen to the show all day. I have a life besides that, you know, and I have to do other things to make a living.
You know, it's just the things that he was preaching out there, because I know the majority of all your listeners listen to him.
Yeah, and I think he's right just about all the time.
Oh, he was right all the time.
He's been right about Obama, hasn't he?
I don't think so.
He's been absolutely, totally right about Obama.
Yeah, okay.
All right, listen, buddy. I'm expecting a call from the rabbi.
Have a good day.
All right, buddy. All right. That's Kevin, the spokesperson for the Obama administration here in the Midwest. And we do have another caller. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes. Hi, Dave. This is Brenda J. Klubine, and calling from Dixon.
Okay. What can I do for you?
Would you repeat the information I heard this morning on the news about us conducting an airstrike somewhere?
Yes, we have just now, it's come over the wires now, that we are conducting an airstrike by northern Iraq, by a town, Islis or something, that ISIS is trying to capture. And we just bombed their caravan up there. And we're also dropping food to the people who are cut off on the mountains there. Obama has sworn he's not going to put troops on the ground, but I think we're going to need them.
I don't think we're going to have a choice.
I don't think we do either.
So this was in Iraq.
Yes. Okay. And this is
herbal Iraq. It's between Kirkuk and Mosul.
Yeah.
Northern Iraq.
All right. Well, thank you, and I love your program.
Well, thank you, Brenda. I really appreciate that. And if you want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
*KTTR.
So I think, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a break right now.
That'd be a good idea.
Out of the way. Let's take a break.
Good idea.
And we'll be right back. Hopefully the rabbi will call, and we'll see what's on the ground in Israel, because they're back fighting again because... what's their names? Hamas cannot keep a ceasefire to save their lives. And I mean literally that. All right, we'll be right back. This is KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
No, I'm not talking about the liquor section at your grocery store. If you haven't been to Lucas Liquor off Manchester and Ellisville, then you don't know what you're missing. Lucas Liquor wants to help you wow your guests at your upcoming parties and events with their amazing selection of top-shelf choices at not-so-top-shelf prices. The amazing staff at Lucas Liquor will help you find the perfect spirit selection to make your next event top-notch without breaking your bank. Curbside service and weekly tastings, too. Give them a try today. Lucas Liquor in Ellisville.
The Super Summer Savings event rolls on at Fegron Auto Plaza in Rolla. Right now, get 0% APR for 60 months with approved credit on select Chevy models. You heard that right. 0% for 60 months on Malibu, Impala, Traverse, Tahoe, Suburban, and Cruze. Hurry, these deals won't last long. Fegron Auto Plaza Super Summer Savings event, 100 Fegron's Road in Rolla, or find them on the web at FegronGM.com. Chevy, find new roads. With approved credit, must be delivered by September 2nd, 2014. See dealer for details.
Town and Country Bank. Smart. Friendly. Solutions. Buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, we have the solution. With a wide variety of loan products like fixed and adjustable rate mortgages and refinancing options, we'll be here when you're ready to make your move. Let us build your mortgage solution today. Stop by your local Town and Country Bank or visit us online at tcbanks.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Owning a business can be tough, and knowing what insurance you need can be confusing. Help is here with the Daniel & Henry Company. Daniel & Henry Company is an independent insurance broker providing a full range of risk management and insurance products and services for clients locally, nationally, and internationally. They find cost-effective solutions for your business and personal needs, from work comp, general liability, property and auto, and all points in between. Protecting your business is their business. Call Richard Boyette at the Daniel & Henry Company today, 314-444-50.
Truckers, are you tired of working your tail off and trying with all your might just to get home, just to get hassled by the man? Well, if you said yes, we've got the fix for you. Gar Truck and Equipment is the name, and getting you home safe and legal is their game. Gar Truck and Equipment, located behind McDonald's in St. James, your authorized International and Cummins dealer, certified with Class 6, 7, and 8 trucks. From trailer work to DOT and state inspections and general and preventive maintenance, they'll get you back on the road to making money without the hassle. Remember the name. It's Gar Truck and Equipment. Keep the man off your...
Find the goods for back to school at Key Sports Shop. Get all the hot brands the kids want, like Nike, Adidas, Puma, Sperry, Under Armour, and more. Key Sport has your school logos, like Rolla, St. James, Newberg, and others, on the items you want. Find the best in tennis shoes, jackets, tees, and so much more. Key Sport Shop is your back to school headquarters to keep you covered. Located at 1300 South Bishop in Rolla.
Hillcrest Pharmacy and Optical offers a full line of sports accessories and supplies like ankle braces, ankle supports, knee braces and knee supports, elbow supports, hot and cold compress, instant ice packs, and a whole lot more. Kick it on over to Hillcrest Pharmacy and pick up all your sports needs for this season. And let's go Bulldogs. Hillcrest Pharmacy and Optical in Rolla, 364-3258. Hillcrest Pharmacy and Optical in Rolla, where you'll always score on your sports needs.
Come see the professionals at Brown Vet Clinic of Rolla, where they promise to place your pet's health and wellness above all considerations. They communicate openly with you about the individual preventative needs of your pet and help protect them from common infectious and contagious diseases while using the best available methods, no matter how big or small the animal. The staff is there to help you 24/7 and will get you an appointment as quickly as possible. Give Brown Vet Clinic a call today for all your animal needs, 364-1919.
I would draw a sharp distinction between the European sympathizers and demonstrators and the American ones. When it comes to Europe, I think the overwhelming factor is raw, native, deep-seated anti-Semitism. This is 2,000-year-old anti-Semitism. Now, for a while, they discovered that if you put the veneer of anti-Zionism, the cover of anti-Zionism, you can get away with it in respectable society. The veneer and the cover are gone. You've got placards being carried in Germany, of all places. Hitler was right. Chants of Jews to the gas. This is raw anti-Semitism finding a semi-respectable outlet. And you get the foreign ministers of Britain, of France, Germany, and Italy issuing a joint statement denouncing anti-Semitism in their country. In the United States, it is very different. Anti-Semitism is not a major factor here. You know, of all the countries that the Jews have lived in 2,000 years, this is the most tolerant, friendly, loving country that the Jews have ever known. What I think is the most important factor here is sheer raw ignorance. They have no idea what Hamas is. They have no idea, for example, that there is no occupation in Gaza. You'll hear them talk about Gaza being occupied. The Israelis left in 2005. They tore out their settlements. There's not a settler. There's not a soldier. There is not a Jew left in Gaza. Do any of these people know it? No. Are they aware that just a few days ago, the spokesman for Hamas in Lebanon said on Arabic television that the Jews lust for the killing of children? After all, they have always used the blood of children in their matzahs on Passover. And when he was asked about that again on a major American network, he refused to retract. This is the oldest blood libel of all. Are they aware of the fact that Hamas's charter calls not just for the destruction of Israel, but for the killing of Jews everywhere in the world? This is an openly genocidal organization.
Charles Krauthammer, a man who I know, by the way, who is considered to be the best columnist officially, 2013 on the internet.
Wow.
Who, on occasion, when I am published with Charles, my column is featured and his isn't. So what does that mean? Every once in a while, you know, you don't have to be the best, but every once in a while, if you beat the best, you are the best at least for that week.
Ain't as good as I once was, but I'm good once as
there
I
go.
Ever was.
There you go. So I take great pride, and I'm a little competitive about this,
because
he's been doing this for a long time, and he's a smart guy. And he is a psychiatrist, a trained psychiatrist, but he's more and more out there now.
Is that
he's,
how you know him professionally?
My ex-brother-in-law worked at Fox News in D.C., and so when we'd visit Washington, he'd get me in there, and I'd be in the makeup room with these guys, and, you know, got to know Charles, because we, you know, we both write columns now, and he's been around for a lot longer. He switched from psychiatry to politics because he felt that he could help people in psychiatry, but you can't help people unless you have the right politics. You can't help people if the government doesn't allow you to.
Right.
You know, or allows you only to help certain people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, he's got this book out called Things That Matter, which I which I'm reading, and it's a compilation of his columns.
Oh.
So, and he's a very good analyst. And it's not that I agree with him all the time either. I'd love to be on the program where he sits, where he gives opinions in a panel. That's Brett Baer's program, and I found out one time I actually could have done it had I been in Washington a week earlier during a snowstorm, because he couldn't get out of traffic, so they would have thrown my ugly face up there, and you know, boy, that would have been something, wouldn't it?
Almost, huh?
That would have made history. Anyways, you want to call the show 364-0800 or
Star KTTR,
and we only have a couple people right now. So get yourself registered for Weinbaum Cares and comment on what's going on today, because I believe what's happening now in the Middle East, in Iraq specifically, in Afghanistan specifically, is tantamount to giving George W. Bush a correction in history, which means that he was right, that we need to attack people who want to kill us on the ground and root them out, because they're coming here, and they've told us that they're coming here. They've already been here. They are here. They're coming through the borders right now. And we've got a president. Yeah, he pulled everybody out. Oh, he's saying Iraq now can handle stuff. And we're doing the same with Afghanistan. What happened in Afghanistan the other day? They murdered a major general who was in a school teaching Afghans how to take care of themselves. That's what's happening. We don't have a force to deal with it anymore. You know, war is ugly, but if you don't do it, you're dead. You're dead. You're subject to being like the Christians in northern Iraq. They are getting killed left and right. And no, we're not just talking killed. We're talking about children. We're talking about decapitations. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's Hi. Your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Carol from Dixon.
Hi, Carol. How
yes,
are you?
Yes, and I think, Dave, it'd be great if you could start a show that called Who Can You Trust? And then when apply it to the upcoming elections so that people would know who to vote for.
Well, yeah, I could do it. Maybe a segment on that.
Yeah.
You know, eventually this just show will evolve into doing, you know, we do our little bits and stuff. But
right.
Eventually we'll do our own little segments, like Imus in the Morning has Blonde on Blonde.
Oh, does he? I don't listen to Imus, but that's okay. I listen to you.
Oh.
The thing about it is that only through our elective process and our voting will we be able to change anything in the government of the United States. And people don't realize that. They just go to the polls. They either vote Democrat or Republican, and that's okay. I consider myself a Republican. And but you can't always trust the candidates, whether no matter what party they're affiliated with.
Well, that's true, Carol, and it's almost like you got to be a reactionary because you never know what a guy's going to do once he gets in the office. You trust him to get in. We trusted Barack Obama. We certainly didn't trust him to do what he's doing now. We didn't trust him to lie about Obamacare and about keeping your doctor or your insurance company. We didn't expect him to completely take over the Congress as he ran against.
We need some sort of a vetting process for candidates, really an in-depth, dig into it and find out exactly their backgrounds. The number one question is, do you believe in God?
Yeah.
On the process, you know.
Well, what are they going to say?
You've got to have people who understand that Israel is the chosen country, and we need to always keep that in our sight, in our vision. When we're doing anything, whether it's voting or whatever, we need to know that that's what is the most important thing.
Do you remember when they had the Carol? Do you remember when they had the
Jewish? But that doesn't matter.
Well, I appreciate that.
It's a difficult thing.
Do you remember when they had the Democratic convention, the last one where they renominated Barack Obama for a second term?
Yes.
And they had the delegates there, and they voted against God.
Yes.
I mean,
that
was memorable, wasn't it? I mean, they finally had to, you know, change it around and get it voted for, but
I couldn't stand it.
And it was something.
What I do now. If there's something on the TV that I don't like, and I don't have any way to call them up and disagree with it or do anything about it, I just change the station and I go to somewhere where I know that I am loved and wanted and adored.
Well, it's always useful to have some knowledge of what the people that disagree with you are talking about, and it's painful usually, just like Kevin says, it's painful for him to listen to the truth of Rush Limbaugh. He didn't exactly say that, but it's painful, but you know, you got to know what these people are thinking and why they're thinking it, and you got to get them to change their minds.
And
if you can't, I mean, some people just don't want to listen to fact. They don't want to listen to results. They want to be hope and change, and it's a mystifying way of thinking, because you know, once the results are that your hope and change didn't work, well, then you got to change back to reality.
That's true. Well, I enjoy your show and I listen to it every Friday, and I finally decided I'd be brave enough to call you.
Well, thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate that. That's Carol from Dixon. Thank you so much. And if you want to call the show, and boy, that made my day. Wasn't that nice?
That was a good call.
What a nice lady.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
*KTTR.
All right, well, back to the show. We're through our first half hour,
and
we're going to have a winner. I don't know, should we announce it now or what?
We can. Brenda J. Klubine was the one who got registered that time
Brenda
around.
Brenda J. Klubine. All right.
Out in Dixon.
She got it. Out there in Dixon. Okay. So, you know, we're ready for you. 364-0800 or...
*KTTR.
All right, so we're into this mass murdering going along of the Christians... And whoever else is in the way, heck, they're murdering Shiites. They're murdering fellow Muslims and decapitating them because they're not in the right form of Islam. I mean, this is nuts. And you're going to say, well, you're against all Muslims. I am not against all Muslims. What I'm seeing, though, however, is the fact that the Islamists, the fanatics, are running that religion. And anyone who gets in their way, including Palestinians who are objecting to Hamas right now, who don't want another war, who do want to stop the war, and go out in the open and say so, are being executed on the spot. So they are terrorizing their own people as well as trying to terrorize the world. They have declared war on us back in 1998 with Osama bin Laden's fatwa, which instructed Muslims that they are to kill every Jew, every Christian, every American, wherever they can, in any country they can. That's almost a quote from that fatwa. And they've been following through on it. So what are we not getting here? What is this administration, the Obama administration, not get about the fact that we have had a war with Islam on and off in the world since the 600s? Since the 600s, we've had a war with Islam. And, yeah, at certain periods, they've been somewhat benevolent when the Jews were told in Spain either to convert or die. The caliph, the guy that was running Turkey, the Ottoman Empire, who was basically the power in the world, sent a couple of ships out to Spain and collected a bunch of Jews and brought them back to Turkey because they were valuable. They were scientists. They were map makers, doctors. And he utilized them. He taxed them, but at least he saved their lives. So it's not always been as severe as this. But this is going back to the 600s. This kind of attitude is exactly what they did, those Muslims back then under Muhammad, to little villages that they would take over, a lot of them Jewish villages. They would give them a choice, either convert or die. Now, back in 629, they did this to a Jewish village. I believe it was in Iraq. And they did this. They surrounded them. The Jews didn't give up. They fought back, but it was feeble. They didn't have the weapons. The Muslims beat them, started to kill the Jews, and the Jews say, hey, let's make a deal. We'll give you half of our crops. They were farmers, half our crops, and let us live here. And that's where this tax idea came. And Muhammad agreed to it. Of course, this was 629, 642, they kicked them all out. But still, there has been varying degrees of this kind of happening for over 1,400 years. So it should not be a surprise right now. People need to read. People need to get educated. You need to read history. I mean, Thomas Jefferson didn't understand why, when this country was first founded, all of a sudden freight ships in the Mediterranean were being attacked. He didn't understand. Who are these people? Why are they attacking us? And he put out feelers, and finally he met with them. He even bought a Quran because he didn't know what Islam was. So he met with them. He met or other people met representing the United States. Why are you attacking us? Because you either need to convert or we want a big portion of tax. Well, that's where the United States said, no, we're not going to do that. And they had a war over this, the Barbary War. Remember the Marine song on the shores of Tripoli? Mm-hmm. That's where that came from. This was back, I believe, about 1781. So this is not a new thing. Nobody should be surprised by this. Nobody. All right, you want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
Star-KTTR.
Okay, we're going to take another... call?
Nope.
All right, we're going to take another break right now. We'll be right back. This is KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
Swinging along, one, and there it goes! That's right, baseball.
Baseball season's in full swing, and Melrose Asphalt wants to help you get into the Cardinal action. Call Melrose Asphalt today for a chance to win climate-controlled suite tickets for the St. Louis Cardinals. Anyone who calls in and schedules an estimate with Melrose Asphalt will be entered into the drawing to win. No purchase necessary. Give the guys at Melrose a call today at 364-9101, and you could be on your way to see the Cards in action. Hillcrest Pharmacy and Optical offers a full line of sports accessories and supplies like ankle braces, ankle supports, knee braces and knee supports, elbow supports, hot and cold compress, instant ice packs, and a whole lot more. Kick it on over to Hillcrest Pharmacy and pick up all your sports needs for this season. And let's go Bulldogs. Hillcrest Pharmacy and Optical in Rolla, 364-3258. Hillcrest Pharmacy and Optical in Rolla, where you'll always score on your sports needs.
Does your trip to the dentist office sound like this? If so, it's time to come see the friendly staff at Forum Dental, where they make dentistry simple and fun. Forum Dental is committed to patient satisfaction and high-quality dental care. So come to Forum Dental, where they do it all, from teeth cleaning and whitening to bridges and crowns and so much more. At Forum Dental, they make every dental experience a pleasant one. Forum Dental, working together to be better. Visit their website at forumdental.com.
When you combine juicy beef patties with enough jalapenos to power a rocket to Jupiter, you expect the price to be astronomical as well. Instead, you get one of the best values on Earth, and a new movement is born. Econom Nom Nomics, where impossibly good food and low prices can coexist in the universe. The Jalapeno Double. Try it now for just $2 on McDonald's Dollar Menu and more. It's Econom Nom Nomical. Nom 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 Nom. Prices and participation may vary.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the Good Driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Visit your local State Farm agent, Kirk Moore, located at 1007 Hauk Drive in Rolla.
Find the goods for back to school at Key Sports Shop. Get all the hot brands the kids want, like Nike, Adidas, Puma, Sperry, Under Armour, and more. Key Sport has your school logos, like Rolla, St. James, Newberg, and others, on the items you want. Find the best in tennis shoes, jackets, tees, and so much more. Key Sports Shop is your back to school headquarters to keep you covered. Located at 1300 South Bishop in Rolla.
For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse. Matt's Steakhouse has banquet facilities for all of your event needs, from small office parties to large wedding receptions and everything in between. Matt's Steakhouse, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday, located on the Dillon Outer Road in Rolla, just east of exit 189. Call Matt's Steakhouse at 364-1220 to book your next event. For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse. When it comes to investing, making and keeping money isn't easy. It really boils down to this. Superior returns require superior knowledge, but knowledge is neither cheap nor easy to come by. That's where the folks at St. Louis-based Lindbergh Capital can help. They've spent considerable time and energy determining what works in investing, what doesn't, and why. If you'd like to harness the power of this knowledge, put it to work for you, contact Lindbergh Capital at 314-416-0055. That's 314-416-0055.
You know, I taught constitutional law for 10 years. I take the Constitution very seriously. The biggest problems that we're facing right now have to do with George Bush trying to bring more and more power into the executive branch and not go through Congress at all. And that's what I intend to reverse when I'm president of the United States of America. We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well funded.
I thought I'd link those two together. I think it was Carol that brought up we need trust. We need to be able to trust our politicians. How can you trust somebody who says that when they campaign? That the worst problem with George Bush is that he took advantage of executive powers and didn't go through Congress. And now this guy is doing the exact opposite of what Bush of what he said Bush shouldn't do, and he's going around Congress. And he's, believe me, he's doing a lot more than Bush ever did. And then we're not talking about quantity of executive orders. We're talking about actually ruling and making laws and changing laws just out of his own little mind. And if he commits to amnesty like he's saying he's going to, they were talking 5 to 10 million people. He will have shredded our Constitution even more so than it is. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Brian from Salem. And I just heard your thing about the Muslims will basically tax the life out of you or kill you. And what I've understood is that they will tax the life out of you until they've gotten everything. And then they'll kill you when you can't afford the tax anymore. In other words, once they've got your entire life saving.
Well, I mean, it is unpredictable.
Well, here's what I think they're doing to us as a nation. Look at them cleaning us out with the gas prices and then with the health care tax and all the other things that they're going to do is going to squeeze the wealth out of this country, and then they're probably going to go to the next phase, which will be taking us over and then squeezing us even harder and then killing us all and trying to turn this into a Muslim place, which will go downhill in the tubes and after that.
Well, I mean, they've already said they're coming over. They said they're going to put the Islamic flag in the White House.
I'm not so sure they haven't already done that.
Well, that's a good point. Thanks a lot, Brian. Have a good weekend.
Well, and I've got another point, too.
Okay, go ahead.
There's the thing that you were talking about with the... I forgot what I was going to say. I'll call you back if I think of it.
Okay, thanks. We got another caller. All right, thank you. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Whoops. All right, you want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR.
All right, and I think, let's see. Oh, I get another call right there, buddy. There you go. I was going to say, let's do a commercial, but no. Huh. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Josh Ashby from St. James. How
are
you
doing
this morning?
Good, how are you?
Doing great. Beautiful morning. Dave, I've got a question. What can somebody like me over here that sees the evil that these people truly are do about it?
Well, for one thing, and the most important thing you can do as an American citizen is vote. But other than that, you need to get on shows like this and make your opinion known. Make your opinion known to people that don't necessarily hear objections to liberal talk, to lies, to promises that aren't kept, to hypocrisy, and make it known what you think about it. I mean, that's all I'm doing here is I'm trying to make it known that there's another side here, and we believe we're right.
These politicians say anything they need to say to get the majority of Americans who vote, just seem to be idiots, they'll say anything to get in office, and then once they're there, they do whatever they want to do.
Well, and our job, my job here is to educate as many as I can, because I do a lot of work on this, and I do a lot of reading, a lot of studying, a lot of watching of news on all sides. And I'm here to convince people to if you're liberal, you got to have buyer's remorse. The polls, let's see what the latest polls say, for goodness sakes. Polls. Wall Street Journal, NBC News, no friend of conservatives, by the way. Job performance, 54 against, that's against Obama, 44. The right direction of the country, 71% against, 22-4. Foreign policy, 60% against, 36-4. These are dismal numbers. We held the election today. Romney would have won by a big margin. Not that he should be the candidate next time, please.
It just seems to me like I hear great things from people like you and others in the media on our side, but the other side, and most of the people I talk to in daily life, just seem so completely brainwashed that they don't understand the lessons history has taught us.
We got to get more on our side than they do. Let's put it that way. And we got to talk about it. Social media. Go on social media. Go on Facebook. Go on Pinterest. Go on Tumblr and talk about this stuff. Twitter's a good source. Get the message out. Do not let people tell lies and show hypocrisy without answering back. Because then everyone else thinks it's true.
All right, Dave, y'all have a great day. It was really good to talk to you again.
Hey, great talking to you, Josh. Appreciate that. And we're going to take a little break for Kent Jewelers. He's holding up the ad-lib sign to me. Yeah, I'm going to ad-lib this on what I've written down. But Kent Jewelers, great place. First of all, their address is 907 North Pine. Kent's been in this business for 30 years now. Well-respected. Their phone number is 573-364-1030. You know, it's back to school time.
Yeah.
And, you know, while you're running here and there trying to get your school supplies for your kids or chauffeuring them to practice or, you know, band practice, whatever they're doing, you know you're busy with the kids now getting them ready for school. So while you're doing that, drop off your bag of jewels and let Kent and his excellent staff check them out. All right, your chains might need fixing, your clasps might be bent, you might be missing some gems, or might have a few loose in there, and this is the time to do that. You know, you even take the watch in, because that, you know, even that can be right two times a day, you know?
It always is.
That was Kent's line, by the way. And while there, you can check out the latest in Pandora collection.
Nice.
He's the only Pandora retailer. In the area.
Mm-hmm.
And so check that out. And Kent, by the way, if you're looking for a deal while you're there, they just came, the major jewelry manufacturers just closed in St. Louis. 130-year company. And Kent has access to their inventory.
Ooh.
So I'm thinking of that.
Heck yeah.
Whoa. You know, cheap guy like me. I'll go look at that. So go ahead and look for Kent Jewelers. And take your stuff there. Call them 364-1030 or 907 North Pine. You can go over there, walk in, and let them check out those good deals for you. Kent's is the cure for the common gold.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, there we go. How's that? That was a pretty good.
That was good.
Hey, and by the way, if you want to spot, if you've been noticing,
mm-hmm.
we got a big surge in commercials today.
Let's see.
Why? Because people want to sponsor the show because the message gets out. I was in Lucas Liquors a couple days ago, and they're wild over the people they see from this area. There's 300,000 potential customers here for your businesses, and it works apparently. And even in St. Louis, it works.
Well, sure.
I'm going to go down to Springfield. I'm going to check some of the people down there who don't have businesses that are
similar
competitive here.
Mm-hmm.
Lucas, there's nothing to compete with Lucas Liquors.
No. Yeah.
So they're real happy about the people that show up that mention my program.
Yep. Highway goes both ways.
You got that. I don't know what that means, but...
it means you get the business from down there, too.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Why not? Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Victor. I'm calling from Salem, Missouri.
Hi, Victor. What's your middle initial?
E.
And what's your last name?
Bolin, B-O-L-I-N.
Okay, what can I do for you?
I was wondering about this last murder on our border of one of our agents.
Yeah.
Were these illegal aliens, did they have Obama guns? Because
yeah.
I think the guns he supplied the drug cartel down there killed way more people than the airplane that was shot down by the Russians supplied weapons.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about that particular figure, but this was a Justice Department-run Fast and Furious scandal where they were going to put all these guns and did, in fact, put guns in the hands of these Mexican drug cartels in order to somehow get the United States to change their gun laws and infringe upon our Second Amendment rights.
Right. Well, the last I heard on the news that there was over 280 people murdered with Obama guns in Mexico.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
And I just wondered if these illegal aliens had some of those guns that were given them to by you know, Eric Holder and the Obama administration.
Well, they did, yeah. Oh, yeah, but I mean, I don't have the exact information. But right now they got two guys on trial from Mexico who killed Brian Tracy, I believe it was, who was a border guard, and they're up on murder charges.
Right.
So they captured two of these guys, and... I'll tell you who else should be on trial right now, and that's Eric Holder and possibly Barack Obama for that crime, because they got him the guns.
Well, they've been dodging and avoiding. The court's going to have to tell them they have to give up the information. They're just like Putin.
Yeah.
I didn't give him those missiles, or I didn't fire that missile. You supplied the weapons that killed all those people, but it's not my fault.
No.
Well, Putin and Obama are doing the same thing.
Well, yeah. Here's the problem. We have Obama. Nobody believes he's going to do what he did. He finally bombed this ISIS group, and he says he's not going to put boots on the ground, but I think he's going to have to. He'll be forced into it because that's not going to do the job. Okay,
he likes
so
to bomb people.
Huh?
He likes to bomb people.
Well, yeah, he likes to drone them is what he likes to do, but he doesn't want to, you know, he's cut down our, look, we're on the cusp of World War III, Victor. We have the thing going on in Israel. We've got a new Muslim caliphate in northern Africa and in the Middle East, Iraq through Syria. Now they're on Lebanon. They're in Lebanon. Soon they'll be in Jordan. And they said they're coming here.
He's helping them.
Well, he did help them by he pulled out of Iraq. He just pulled everybody out. And the generals were saying, no, you got to keep a force. You got to keep a, he wouldn't do it. And
he's
telegraphed doing the same thing in Afghanistan. And now you got Putin. He's already taken Crimea. Nothing happened. He already increased the sanctions. And what does Putin do? Now he's sanctioning American companies. He's sanctioning Poland, sanctioning all the NATO countries. He don't care. And now he's got like 30,000-40,000 troops on the border of Ukraine. He's going to jump in there any minute now. We got World War III in our hands, and our president has cut the military force below World War II levels. Let me repeat that. We're on the cusp of World War III. Our president and the Democrats in Congress have cut our military to below World War II limits, and we were unprepared for that one, too. All right, thanks, Victor. Appreciate the call, pal. Okay, you want to call the show 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR. Got about 3 minutes left in this first hour.
Do we need to do another commercial or what?
No, we're set.
We're ready.
We're set.
You know what? We're on it this morning.
Yes, sir.
Thank goodness. You know, you got so many commercials, you want to make sure you're doing them all right, you know?
Yep, we're good to go.
And by the way, this contest is Weinbaum Care Contest, and you got to call the show here to register. We're going to have the winners called. You only got a half an hour and 5 minutes.
There will only
eligible.
Be two more registrants.
We got prizes from people like Fairground Chevrolet, a rental over
rental
the weekend.
For a weekend, yeah.
Sure, Matt's $100 gift certificate. Hillcrest, maybe I'll talk him into. He just came on. That's John Keller, great guy by the way. Key Sport, they've got I think $75 gift certificate. Factory Flooring Outlet, that's
D. Harold.
D. Harold, what a cool guy he is, and he's come up with $100. Form Dental, $500 of teeth cleaning. Okay, and we're gonna hold on because I got a caller now, and I got this contest going.
2 minute
warning. Heartbreak. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, this is Pat from Owensville, actually Northwest Crawford County. My husband and I have a cattle farm, and I just tuned in. I hate to say, but anyway, we would like to take a minute and thank all the Americans in Missouri for the support on the Amendment 1. By a slim margin to be recounted, however, but we still do have a choice.
Yep, and I agree with that.
I'm going to hang up and listen to what anybody else has to say. Thank you very much.
I appreciate that. We only got, a minute till this segment? Yeah. Minute and a half till the segment's over, so one quick call. Maybe you'll win.
We can finish talking $2,500. About some of those, sponsors for the Weinbaum
Cares.
Yeah,
oh, sure. Okay, thanks for putting me back online here. Lindbergh Capital Investment, a guy who I do business with and have for 30 years. Enough said on that. Here, we got a caller. All right, hi there. Welcome to Dave Weinbaum Show. We got about a minute. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Dolores.
Dolores, how are you, dear?
I could be better.
What's the matter?
Our health insurance officially went up to way over $1,000 and a month. Two healthy people, non-smokers.
Wow.
Can't approve. We got to drop it.
All right.
Yeah. I want to thank Kevin and all the Democrats out there that voted all this crap in. Because
vote them out, Dolores. You can't sit on your hands.
But the local, the small-time people that voted in, they're just as much to blame as the big Democrats.
All right. I got a hard break coming up.
Thank you.
Thanks. That's Dolores. figuring out what the problem is, and we can't take this call.
Caller that's calling in now, just wait after the 10 o'clock news. We're back for another big action-packed half hour.
That's right. We can't do it right now. How much time we got?
30 seconds.
30 seconds. So I've got enough time maybe to finish these guys
off. Sure.
Lindbergh Capital gave $200. Lucas Liquors gave a small refrigerator.
Nice.
That was cool. Daniel and Henry, $100. Gar and the Weston Scott over there, they gave some stuff. ABG Electric and Melrose and McDonald's, huge amounts of gift certificates and
tickets,
baseball
baby.
Tickets. We'll be right back. This is the Dave Weinbaum Show. Stay tuned. Another half hour on the way. John Lennon, need some help, and I think that's what we're doing here today. We're trying to help each other out to figure out how we're going to take our country back. Take our country back from a totally ineffective president, administration. I mean, they're just clueless. They have no idea, or should I say they have an idea, but it's all been wrong. This proves the myth of the 60s. This proves the myth that if we just, you know, was nice to everybody and apologized to everybody, that everything would be okay. It's an ugly world, and you have to be strong. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Jim. Caller from Kansas City.
Jim from Kansas City?
Jeff? You know, you can't impeach this guy because there'd be rioting in the street. Only thing we can do is wait out the next 2 years, vote someone in that hopefully can repair the damage he's done to this country.
I've come to that conclusion. If in fact that he doesn't create some kind of a catastrophe where he's gonna claim martial law. I mean, the way we're headed now, we could be in World War III by then. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Dino from Annut.
Hey, Dino. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. Hey, on a lighter side, I got a little phrase for Lucas Liquor.
Okay, good. Let's hear it.
You throwing a party, have no fear. Go to Lucas Liquor for your whiskey, wine, and beer.
I'll throw it at him. That's a good one. All right.
Not bad at
Dino.
All.
Dino. From downtown Annette. Wait a minute, buddy.
The advertising capital.
Hey, how about that? A suggestion.
Not bad
my
at all.
That's my favorite liquor store out there, Lucas Liquors. You know, they got a new bar open, too.
Really?
Yeah. They have tastings there.
Right.
Like tonight, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah. And it's really neat. I took the tour. Really cool.
Nice.
You know, all sorts of great stuff there. Anyways, call the show now. We're coming down to the last 20 minutes.
One more
of
registration
Wine Bomb
slot
Cares.
Open.
Wine Bomb Cares. We got two going and more to come. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Wine Bomb Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Whoops. You still there?
I'm still here. Yes. What happened to you?
Okay. I got old.
Yeah. Well, you say you're in Kansas City. How'd you know about this show?
No, I'm not in Kansas City. I'm in Rolla. That was a guy a while ago.
No, the last call was in Jeff City.
Oh, Jeff City. Yeah, Jeff City. Okay, hi. Yeah. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
So, Vic in Rolla. Last segment, I can't remember exactly what it was you were talking about, but a thought occurred to me with the current, well, not just the current, the last 20 years of education and everything. I don't know what I'm doing. I have no clue about it, but boy, do I feel good about it.
Yeah. Well... who feels good right now about what's happening? You have to be completely devoid of fact and delirious. Where does he find these people to go behind him during the speech looking happy? How much do these people get paid? Or what is their combined IQ either way? I mean, come on, it's got to be very little.
Yeah, they've been brainwashed. I cannot understand their disdain for this country or the system of government that was set up by the founders.
Well,
they knew how corrupt we were internally. Bible teaches that. They knew it. It's the way of humans.
Yeah. And well, that's why we got the Constitution.
It happens.
That's why they formed the country the way it did.
Precisely.
So that it would take out the human factor, but it hasn't. It's beginning to erode a lot.
Well, when you have an administration and a president that has no regard for the rule of law, regardless of the words that come out of his mouth, he can't tell the same lie twice.
Well, he will.
and then there's a lot of people in his back pocket doing
the same thing. The polls show that people are getting this now. I thought they'd
finally.
Get,
I hope.
I figured they'd get it after the first 4 years of lying. But,
a little bit of research and you'd had it before he even got elected the first time. And it didn't take much.
Well, and here's the problem. People are saying, well, you got to find out about these guys. Well, yeah, you can find out about these guys when there's a press that's willing to go out there and do the stories. Well, the only people that were talking about Reverend Wright and Bill Ayers, people like that, that was Sean Hannity mainly, maybe Rush. But Hannity really was the guy that talked about this stuff.
Yes, he was. All you had to do was look at his voting record. When someone votes present the vast majority of the time, that tells me he has no moral compass or anything else, that he's just present to see what he can do or what he can get out of it for himself.
All right, buddy. Listen, I got to go.
Hey,
thanks for the call, Vic.
You want a chance to get yourself registered?
Oh, yes.
What's your middle initial and last name?
H. Schaefer Cutter.
Gotcha. Thanks.
Thanks.
There's only three of us. So
okay, pal. Thanks. All right, we got another caller there right there. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Jill, and I'm from Salem, Missouri.
Okay, turn down your radio, please.
I did. Anyway, I just wanted to say that I was glad that a lot of people came out to the polls the other day, but I worked in Davisville, and we only had 109 people show up.
Whoa.
And usually there's 160 to 170, so that was kind of disappointing.
And there was some pretty important stuff in the ballots. And here, you know what happened to me and Rolla?
What?
Gerald, right? What happened to me in Rolla? I voted and I'm looking around and I'm because I want an I voted sticker.
Uh-huh.
And I addressed the people there. I says where do you get your I voted stickers? And they said, well, we don't have them for this election.
Oh, we passed out a lot.
Oh my God, I almost broke into tears. And then to find out that I met Pig Vomit afterward, the station manager here. He says, Dave, guess what happened to me when I went to the voting polls? I said, what happened? They didn't have a voting sticker.
Huh.
They didn't have an I voted sticker. Now, he said he had them here at the radio station.
Some that didn't want them, but they a lot of them took them. But, you know, it's sad, and a lot of people came in, didn't know how they wanted to vote. They walked in, and, you know, we had to tell them how did they want to vote. We couldn't, you know, say Democrat or Republican, because there were five ballots. And I don't know, well, what's the difference between them? And it's, I thought, this is really sad.
Well, that's why these shows, that's why I have a show, because I'm trying to educate. You know, there was a time when I was totally uneducated, too. I educated myself to what's going on, and I do a lot of work on this stuff. So hopefully people will listen to me and will not only learn, but will actually call me and teach me. All right, I got to take a break here.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling. All right, remember now, we got 15 minutes or less, really, because we got a commercial break to take for the Weinbaum Cares contest.
Last
and it'll be it.
Slot.
It'll be over.
We'll talk about a winner next week.
That's right. That's right. So I want you to stay tuned. Get ready to call the show right after the commercial, because after 10:30, it's done. All right? This is KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
Have you ever been to a real liquor store? No, I'm not talking about the liquor section at your grocery store. If you haven't been to Lucas Liquor off Manchester and Ellisville, then you don't know what you're missing. Lucas Liquor wants to help you wow your guests at your upcoming parties and events with their amazing selection of top-shelf choices at not-so-top-shelf prices. The amazing staff at Lucas Liquor will help you find the perfect spirit selection to make your next event top-notch without breaking your bank. Curbside service and weekly tastings, too. Give them a try today. Lucas Liquor in Ellisville.
Hey, this is Elwood from the House of Blues, and on the line with me is my good friend Dee Harold from the Flooring Factory Outlet. What's happening at FFO today, Dee?
I've just counted 300 rolls of gorgeous carpet, and I figured out how to save the folks more money.
How are you going to save them more bucks, Dee? You already have the best prices in town on gorgeous carpet.
Yepers, if they come in and mention Dee Harold and the St. Louis Cardinals, we'll give them an extra 10% off.
Hey, stop the band for a minute. What if they come in and mention Elwood Blues and my Chicago Cubbies? Can they get off 10% too?
Absolutely, so we can do the deal.
Holy smoly, you're going to save them more bucks, Dee? Wow, I like it.
10% off and do the deal is going on right now.
Town and Country Bank. Smart. Friendly. Solutions. Buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, we have the solution. With a wide variety of loan products like fixed and adjustable rate mortgages and refinancing options, we'll be here when you're ready to make your move. Let us build your mortgage solution today. Stop by your local Town and Country Bank or visit us online at tcbanks.com. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Hillcrest Pharmacy and Optical offers a full line of sports accessories and supplies like ankle braces, ankle supports, knee braces and knee supports, elbow supports, hot and cold compress, instant ice packs, and a whole lot more. Kick it on over to Hillcrest Pharmacy and pick up all your sports needs for this season. And let's go Bulldogs. Hillcrest Pharmacy and Optical in Rolla, 364-3258. Hillcrest Pharmacy and Optical in Rolla, where you'll always score on your sports needs. Truckers, are you tired of working your tail off and trying with all your might just to get home, just to get hassled by the man? Well, if you said yes, we've got the fix for you. Gar Truck and Equipment is the name, and getting you home safe and legal is their game. Gar Truck and Equipment, located behind McDonald's in St. James, your authorized International and Cummins dealer, certified with Class 6, 7, and 8 trucks. From trailer work to DOT and state inspections and general and preventive maintenance, they'll get you back on the road to making money without the hassle. Remember the name. It's Gar Truck and Equipment. Keep the man off your...
Come see the professionals at Brown Vet Clinic of Rolla, where they promise to place your pet's health and wellness above all considerations. They communicate openly with you about the individual preventative needs of your pet and help protect them from common infectious and contagious diseases while using the best available methods, no matter how big or small the animal. The staff is there to help you 24/7 and will get you an appointment as quickly as possible. Give Brown Vet Clinic a call today for all your animal needs. 364-1919.
For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse. Matt's Steakhouse has banquet facilities for all of your event needs, from small office parties to large wedding receptions and everything in between. Matt's Steakhouse, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday, located on the Dillon Outer Road in Rolla, just east of exit 189. Call Matt's Steakhouse at 364-1220 to book your next event. For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse.
The Super Summer Savings event rolls on at Fairground Auto Plaza in Rolla. Right now, get 0% APR for 60 months with approved credit on the entire Buick line. You heard that right. 0% for 60 months on Encore, LaCrosse, Regal, Verano, and Enclave. Hurry, these deals won't last long. Fairground Auto Plaza Super Summer Savings event, 100 Fairgrounds Road in Rolla, or find them on the web at fairgroundgm.com. Experience the new Buick with approved credit. Must take delivery by September 2nd, 2014. See dealer for details.
You know, I have people probably mad at me because they don't agree with certain stands that I take. That's fine. I don't expect you to agree with everything that I say. It's okay. But when you go to vote, don't vote for the perfect. Vote for the best available. And do not sit on your hands.
So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
4 million Republicans that voted for Palin in 2008 sat on their hands because they didn't feel Romney was conservative enough. Think now. Do you really believe that Mitt Romney would have been as bad or worse than Barack Obama has been? Really?
Imagine that. People didn't know I was in that movie. Did you know that, Steve?
I didn't know that.
No. Well, now they know. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Douglas K. Wallace.
Hey, hi, Douglas. What's up?
Well, I mainly just wanted to get a last chance in your drawing.
All right, you got it. What town are you in, buddy?
Okay, thank you very
much. What town are you in?
Oh, I'm in Rolla.
Thanks. All right, we got another caller. As soon as Steve-O can move his fingers, there you go. Very
good,
Steve-O.
Trying to write his name down.
Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. We're multitasking. Oh, I guess we're all. Come on, we got 10 more minutes to go, guys.
Get for Russian.
364-0800 or
Star KTTR.
Got to thank special people who are out there pushing my stuff. Lisa Strauser.
You are a bad boyfriend.
Yeah, that's all right. Well, I bet we stop with her because look at that. Oh, my goodness, the phones are ringing off the hook. Hi there. Welcome to Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi. Oh. I just want to be entered in the contest.
Okay. What's your name, dear?
C.L. Jordan.
C.L. Jordan?
Correct.
Okay. And what town are you in?
Cook Station.
All right. Great. Thank you very much. We've got another caller. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You're on the air.
Hey, sir. Hey, Dave. I want to tell you that I appreciate what you're doing because I don't have the energy to go out and do what you're doing.
Well, thank you. And do you want to get in the contest?
Well, that would be awesome.
But what's your first name and your middle initial in the town?
Shannon L. Bourbon.
All right. Thank you, Shannon. Appreciate that.
Last name.
Shannon L. Bourbon.
No, Bourbon is where he's from.
Oh, what's your last name?
And what I drink.
Radford.
Okay. Thanks a lot, buddy. I thought Bourbon was his last name. It's my middle name, by the way.
For his last name.
Hi there. Welcome to Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Bill from St. James. How are you doing?
What was it, Bill?
Bill Lewis.
Bill Lewis. All right, we got you. All right, and you want to say something?
Yes, I'm very disappointed in the mainstream media and their lack of support for Israel. They almost make it like Israel's attacking Hamas when Hamas is clearly the bad folks. I just don't understand it. And to give aid to these people, what happened to supporting our allies? This is ridiculous.
I agree. The world is topsy-turvy. There's major anti-Semitism going on in Europe like came in the late 30s and 40s. And it's not just anti-Israel, as Charles Krauthammer pointed out. It is anti-Jewish, 2,000-year-old anti-Semitism. Thank you for the call. We have another caller. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Dolores again. Did you get me in on a contest, or did I have to ask?
I think yes. Okay. Well, you will be now. I don't know. Did you get her?
What's your last name, Dolores?
Blue, like the color.
Dolores Blue, and you're from Rolla.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
how about that?
You and your girlfriend make a nice-looking couple.
Thank you. She'll love that.
My daughter is a friend of yours on Facebook, and so I see your picture sometimes.
Oh, super. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Yeah, you can become my friend on Facebook. It ain't too hard. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Jeff from Cuba.
Hey, Jeff. What's your middle initial last name?
A. and Lowry. L-O-W-E-R-Y.
Okay. And you want to say anything?
Yeah, I was just, you know, it is so amazing that all this stuff is going on, and one just overlaps the other to overlap the other, and they forget about, you know, Russia, and it's just like, You can't even keep up with it. There's so much is going on anymore in this world, and our country is just sitting back doing nothing.
I think that's the idea. I think this is they've numbed us. There's so many bad things happening right now all over the world that we're numb. I mean, and you just got to keep fighting back. You got to realize what's happened. Who 5 years ago, when I used to say that Barack Obama was a socialist bordering on communists,
communism. I was yelled at. You're an idiot. He's not. No, no way. Not even close. Well, guess what he is now? I mean, come on. All right, I got to take another caller. I wish I could talk to you longer, but I got this contest. And, boy, we're getting response. Hi there. Welcome to Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Well, spoke too soon. All right. Wrong one?
Now we got another one.
Okay. Hi there. Welcome to Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Dave. This is Pat from Owensville again. I called earlier on Amendment 1, and I failed to tell you my last name so I could enter your contest.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
Freeze.
All right. Well, sorry to hear that David got traded, but he'll have a good career in Anaheim.
We spell it different, unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very, very much. I'm sure he'll send the check anyways. Okay. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jimmy Allison from Rolla, Missouri.
Okay, you want to say anything, Jim?
Yeah, I wanted to say that I wanted to thank you for doing your show. Keep it up. Keep up the good work. Keep the pressure on. I've become an avid listener of you and Rush and Hannity and Fox. They need to take loose from these guys. Hannity went over there, man. He was in the trenches with this thing going on.
Yeah, and interviewed Netanyahu, too. All right, listen, I got to go. I've got real pressure here now on the last 5 minutes of the contest, and we're getting callers. Hi there. Welcome to Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Larry G. Blevins from St. James. And I just think that Israel is, they are just hammered by so many people. Such a little country, and everybody just against Israel, and it's not right.
Well, thank you.
I hope that they prevail.
Thank you. I hope they prevail too. It's tough. All right. And we have another caller. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Kenny Staples from Cuba.
Kenny Staples
from Cuba.
All right. And you want to say anything?
I'd just like to say that I wish we had a leader that loved his country and loved his citizens like Bibi Netanyahu does.
Well, thank you very much. So do I. Believe me. All right. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Jill. I called earlier, but I didn't give you my last name.
Okay.
It's Rose.
What's your middle initial?
M.
And you're from Salem, right?
From Salem, right.
All right. Great. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
We have another caller. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You're on the air. Oh, he got to push the button first. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Eldon from Richland.
Eldon, what's your middle initial and last name?
Sherman.
Did you get that? All right, thanks a lot, buddy. You want to say anything?
Yeah, it just amazes me the people out there that don't understand what is going on in our White House and our Congress and Senate. They just keep believing in what these people are doing. It's so sad that they keep voting for
it. Well, that's why I'm here, buddy, and that's why I'm trying to wake up people and trying to get them give information that I don't have.
Great.
And we're trying to change things in America and get our country back and make it better than it was before.
Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you for calling, and thanks for all my callers. Boy, I'll tell you what, thanks for all my listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, who would have thought this like 5 years ago when I stumbled in here half not knowing a thing about what I was doing. I know just a smidgen right now. I'm just getting there. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Catherine Hopkins here in Raleigh. I followed the news, and for 2 years I've been watching Putin. I knew he was going to do something. But then the Olympics in the out-of-the-way place and troops on the move while everybody's in the stage.
It's going to be World War III pretty soon.
Oh, please.
Do you want to register for the contest? I got 2 minutes to go here.
Okay.
What's your last name?
Hopkins.
And what's your middle initial?
D.
D. And you are from where?
Rolla.
All right, thank you so much. I don't mean to cut you off. Call me next week. All right, you got, what, 2 minutes?
A little less than 2 minutes.
2 minutes, and 2 minute warning till the end of Weinbaum Cares.
Mm-hmm.
Call 364-0800 or
star KTTR.
Okay, hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Dane, middle initial W.
And last name?
Hunter.
And where are you from?
Rolla, Missouri.
All right, and you want to say anything?
Yeah, thanks a lot for taking the opportunity to talk about what you talk about.
All right, I appreciate that, buddy. You got one more caller. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Ken Clugston.
Ken Clugston. I know you, too. And you're from Rolla, right?
Right.
All right, good.
And keep up the good work.
Thanks, Ken. Good to see you.
You got to wake up the Republicans.
Yep.
They're just not standing up for themselves.
All right, I appreciate it, Ken. We got about, what, a minute?
Then 1 minute.
1 minute. Okay. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Scott E. Smith.
Scott.
And I'm calling from Rolla. And I just want to tell you that I think you do a pretty good job of being right all the time.
Oh, well, that's very kind. Thank you. I know I'm not right all the time, but thank you. I'll take 80%. Rush says 99.7.
Sure.
Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, Chuck Peterson, Rolla.
Okay, Chuck Peterson. That sounds familiar.
All right. Chuck, we're not going to get a thought from you today because we only got 20 seconds left.
Okay.
Wrap it up, Dave.
All right. Well, you know, I guess that's it. Hey, I think we set a record today. I think we doubled our call count. Do you want to announce the winners, or should we?
Let's do it next week. Ten seconds.
Let's do it next week. Hey, all you guys, let's get off our hands. Let's start talking to each other. Thank you so much for listening. This is the Dave Weinbaum Show. Have a great weekend.